This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to Allah Loves. So this is a hadith that often comes up in fundraisers or something in regards to charity and the importance of service. But I actually want you to analyze this because it really opens the door for a lot of other hadiths and a lot of other sayings about who Allah loves and why Allah would love these people. We talked about ihsan very early on in this series, and we talked about this concept of excellence and how Allah rewards excellence and how Allah loves excellence. And if you realize Allah defines excellence and ihsan, even though it's primarily a relationship between you and Allah, how you treat other people in accordance with that excellence you seek from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if you shift to this now, this hadith, the Prophet, peace be upon him, says, إِنَّ أَحَبَّ النَّاسِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, the most beloved of people to Allah, أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ, are those that are most beneficial to the people. The most beloved of people to Allah are those that are most beneficial to people. Not the best of people are those that are most beneficial to people. No, the most beloved of people to Allah are those that are best to other people. Why? Because you amplify the attributes of Allah to other people. You serve as a vehicle of Allah's love to someone else's life. And that's the best way to be a part of earning Allah's love yourself. And so the Prophet ﷺ continues in this hadith. He says, وَإِنَّ أَحَبَّ الْأَعْمَالِ إِلَى اللَّهِ, and verily the most beloved of actions to Allah. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, is going to show you how you are the most beneficial to the people. Number one, أَن تُدْخِلَ عَلَى قَلْبِ أَخِيكَ سُرُورًا, that you enter a sense of inner joy into your brother's heart or into your sister's heart. That you bring them inner peace, you bring them inner joy. You pick them up when they're down. When they have low self-esteem, you boost them up. When they're sad and depressed or anxious, you're a source of comfort and healing and tranquility to them. You bring them joy on the inside. You don't just smile at them, you give them reason to smile as well. And تُدْخِلَ عَلَى قَلْبِ أَخِيكَ سُرُورًا, so you're emotionally available to people. The same way that you seek happiness from Allah beyond all of the tangible things is the same way that you are the most beneficial to other people. So you serve as a vehicle of Allah's comfort to people in the emotional sense, in the same way that you seek that from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Prophet ﷺ mentions, one narration says, أَوْ تَكْشِفْ عَنْهُ كَرْبًا, that you remove a hardship from him. And if you think about it, what do you seek from Allah? You seek the removal of hardship. That's usually when people connect to Allah most. Well, what if Allah uses you to be the reason for someone else's hardship being removed? أَوْ تَقْضِ عَنْهُ دَيْنًا, you know, or you remove a debt from that person, you pay off that person's debt, or you relieve them from a debt. أَوْ تُطْعِمَهُ خُبْزًا, or you feed that person a loaf of bread. So you either remove a burden from them in the financial sense, or you provide for them. The point of this is very profound, that the Prophet, peace be upon him, when he tells us about stories of people that entered into Jannah for what were seemingly small actions, they always involve service to someone else. So the woman that gave water to a thirsty dog, the man that removed something harmful from the road, you always find that it's those small deeds of kindness, those small deeds of service that someone showed to someone else or something else, or even in the case of the man who removed something harmful from the road, to a community as a whole by just taking care of the environment. All of those things always connect back to an outstanding reward. Why is that? The reason is that just as you are tasked with amplifying Allah's attributes to people, so if you amplify love to people, then you will receive more love from Allah. If you amplify mercy, you will receive more mercy from Allah. If you amplify kindness, you'll receive more kindness from Allah. Allah will never allow you to outdo him in his attributes. And that's actually the most important point to take from this hadith. Anytime you're showing kindness to someone, Allah will never allow you to show more kindness to someone else than he will show to you. If you show gratitude to someone else, then Allah will never allow you to be more thankful to someone else than he will be to you, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of these ahadiths, man la yarham, la yurham, whoever does not show mercy will not be shown mercy. Therefore, whoever shows mercy will be shown mercy. Irhamu man fil ard, yarhamukum man fis sama. Show mercy to those on earth. The one in the heavens will show mercy to you. And so the most beloved of people to Allah are those that are most beneficial to the people, because Allah sees you as a vehicle. Allah uses you as a part of carrying out that relief in other people's lives. And Allah Azza wa Jal will never allow you to outdo Him in those beautiful attributes and those beautiful things that He enabled you to do in the first place. So we ask Allah to make us beloved to Him and to allow us to serve Him by serving other people and to make us the channels of rahmah, of mercy and generosity and benevolence in other people's lives, and that He use us for good all the time and not deprive us of it ourselves. Allahumma ameen. See you all next time, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.